Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. All right. A challenge. I'm always up for a challenge. We had quite a breakout. I didn't get to throw a football over the weekend. Bro is a stone-cold believer that I can throw a football 40 yards, though.
I got a challenge for you.
An expert. What's that?
Sing Just a Little Help from My Friends by Joe Cocker.
Well, a guy emailed me and said, I dare you to do it. Let me get the line right. It's Frank Patangeli. Patangeli.
There you go.
Yes. Frankie. Godfather 2.
Frankie Five Angels. Seems.
Yes. Frankie, go home and do the right thing. I dare you to say, I dare you to say, he says, I don't know nothing about that. I was in the Iowa Ford business with his father.
Oh, what is happening on the show today? Oh, man. Stevie Nicks over here with the rasp has to do some more raspiness for us.
Oh, God. All right. So I did it.
Christine's probably on the line saying, what is going on here?
Well, it was a request. We do take requests. The guy thought this was just a shtick today or an impression. No, it
Dom
happens.
Dom Corleone over here. Yeah.
It happens once or twice a year, and I am incredibly cautious. I know about hoarseness. What happens? When I first started at DP, first time it happened to me, I'm like, oh my God. One guy actually said, well, you're going to have to get a steroid injection. I'm thinking, what the heck kind of business is this pro wrestling? You know?
You got to do the boiling water with with pepper.
What is the
cayenne
remedy?
Pepper. You put cayenne pepper in some hot water and you drink it like tea.
Oh, that sounds too. I don't do anything that's severe.
Or, and this is just an idea, you could take a day off and rest your voice.
I did not speak yesterday. Literally.
Joe's like, just give me a day off, please.
I know. I just hold up my hand, you know, that kind of stuff. And yeah, it takes a couple days.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah, by Thursday, you'll be sounding normal again.
So, I hope by tomorrow, by the 11 o'clock hour, cayenne pepper.
Yes.
In hot water.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little bit too severe. Pineapple juice is usually what I recommend.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Gives me heartburn.
All right.
But cayenne pepper doesn't.
Let's go to Christine Flowers, our own Christine Flowers, who joins the club of people that have been summarily bounced from the progressive punditry of Philadelphia.
It's a club I want to be in.
Yes. Hey, Christine, thanks for joining us again today. Good morning.
Hey, Dom. It's always wonderful to talk to you. Fratello, I am sorry about last Friday. I was traveling out to my office in Reading, so I think I must have gotten into a bad cell. But you guys did an amazing job with the USO. You really are just, I don't know, you probably didn't hear me over the weekend, but I was giving a huge shout out to the guys at PHT, the local people. You do so much heavy lifting, and I'm so proud to know you and Rich, and I was talking to Dave Scalish. Just all of you people are just amazing. So anyway, after that public service announcement.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
Christine, so we were trying to get to the bottom of this, and Victor Fiorillo has got a nice piece about you at PhillyMag.com. So apparently the pundits there, the stuff they actually have in their paper, the editors, is often wild and substandard as far as columnists, several of them. That's okay, but they were concerned about how you push back on some people on Twitter and Facebook, I guess.
Yeah, you know, and this has been a recent development, even though the editors have tried to make it seem as if it was a longstanding problem. I started out at the Daily News in 2003, writing the occasional op-ed, usually once a month. At that time, I had Michael Sheffer. I think you know Michael Sheffer.
Oh, yeah, great editor. Yes.
A brilliant, brilliant man. I adore Michael Sheffer. In fact, I have to call him after this show. He had just a very open mind. He would print whatever he wanted that he thought was good writing. He didn't care about the opinion. Michael left and I stayed, and I had some good editing over the years, but increasingly I noticed that they were worried about interactions with the public, with the reading public. And when I say that, I'm talking about responding to emails, because social media wasn't too big until about maybe 5 or 6 years ago, for me at least, with, excuse me, with Twitter. And they would, I would get called in, you know, occasionally and say, you know, Christine, you should rein it in. You know, you got to be careful. Our readers, we have to respect our readers. And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. I'm not going to tell them to go kill themselves or rape themselves like they're telling me in their email, in their emails to me. But I'm not going to be polite and simply say, thank you for reading, you know, with a smiley face. And they didn't like that. But we had a general gentleman's agreement, and it was working fairly well until Thursday. I get a phone call from my editor, who will remain nameless, but you can just look at the masthead and figure out who the editors are. And she basically said to me, she said, we don't like the fact that after you said you were going to go off Twitter, you went back on Twitter and you didn't tell us about it. And so we don't like the way that you're reacting to the readers and essentially insubordination. So you're gone. And they then threw in at the end, they said, oh, by the way, you can send in the occasional op-ed and we'll review it and see if, you know, we want to run it. And I said, no, thanks. And they said, well, you can write a farewell column if you want, but we're not promising you that we're going to publish it. And I said, no, thanks, after 17 years. Yeah, don't do me any favors. So, and then, you know, what I said to Victor was, I don't know for sure that it was my conservative views that got me canned. And, you know, conservatives, if you talk about conservatives, I'm not exactly to the far right of Genghis Khan. I'm definitely a conservative, a social conservative, you know, pro-traditional marriage, pro-life, all that stuff. But I have also wandered off of the reservation. So if I'm the conservative that they're worried about, they're really, really skittish, because there are people much more to the right of me. And but I do think, I said to Victor, I said, if you look at the Twitter presence of certain of the columnists at the Daily News and the Inquirer, the ones who consistently call Trump a dictator, the ones who consistently call white people bad and white supremacists, and you know exactly who I'm talking about. They appear regularly. The people who constantly say that anybody who voted for Donald Trump or who belongs to the Republican Party or who is a conservative, that they are Nazis, that is in their Twitter feed, and they have not been disciplined. Also, and I'm going to say this, Will Hunch had posted something on Twitter about me, and I brought this to the attention of the editors, that I had written a column, I forget what it was, and he posted it on his Twitter feed and said, oh, look, the Inquirer has hired someone from The Onion to do op-eds, you know, so just a sort of like a slight little subtle little, you know, attack. And nothing was done. I mean, those things continue. So I do have to say that while it may have been primarily because of the insubordination of reactivating my Twitter feed, the thumb was on the scale as far as my being a conservative. And so, yeah, I'm not too happy with
well,
this.
Well, Christine, but let me say, I think it is. Stu Bykofsky, who captured Philadelphia second to none, and you were there to salute him on his last day, and he's attacked at his farewell going on Me Too movement. Right.
Horrible.
I wrote for them, I guess, about, I don't know if it was 10 years or so, and suddenly the same kind of thing happened, and there was nothing that was that much different than what I was doing all along, and suddenly, right around the time of Stu Bykofsky, I was out, and Christine Flowers. So they are bereft of diversity, true diversity, diversity of opinion. And yet, they told us, I remember a meeting that we were there, that they were looking for people that got the Trump phenomena, for example, and they were going to put them in the paper, which for them, that would be the outer limits of conservatism and politically incorrect and all that. So they're back to why people are suspect of them, don't read them anymore. That's what's happening.
It really is, Dom. And I remember that meeting, and I remember the eye rolling from some of the liberal columnists who were like, oh, well, why do we even have to care about what people who voted for Trump think? It was just the most amazingly obvious example of the tone-deaf echo bubble, or the echo chamber bubble in which they're operating. And, you know, they will hire some conservative voices, but those conservative voices will be very carefully monitored. They will not be identified with the paper. They will be running, I know that they're going to be running some regular pieces from a great website called Broad and Liberty, which does have independent voices. But for people who are actually identified, like you, like me, like Stu, and Stu is fairly independent thinking, but, you know, his stand on immigration really rubbed them the wrong way. But people like us who have a very defined, very professional and very well eked out opinion on issues from the conservative perspective, I am now convinced that there is no place for that voice at the paper of record in the city of Philadelphia. And it's distressing, and it's also upsetting that they're so worried about how the readers will deal, the Fabergé egg readers in the suburbs and in Rittenhouse Square and wherever else they may be, will be able, you know, are able to deal with dissent. They're showing a lack of respect for the intelligence of their readers if they think that they're not able to process and digest views that differ from their own worldview. And I'm very disappointed in the paper. 17 years of, and this is not bitterness. I mean, I still write for the Delco Times, which, God bless Phil Herron. He may disagree with me, and I think he does 90% of the time.
Yes, I think so.
He never tells me what to write, and he never edits me, and he lets me write what, because he trusts me. He trusts me that I'm not going to go over the line. I mean, I know where the line is between dissent and provocation and slander. I'm a lawyer. I know that. So
exactly.
Well, News and the Inquirer weren't able to.
So, Christine, every Sunday we'll still have you in the Delco Times, and Saturday afternoon here on Talk Radio 1210. I thought you were even going to be syndicated at some point by these very people. So, where else will people find you?
Well, I am still syndicated by, it's a very small syndicate called the Kegel Cartoon Syndicate, which they do a lot of political opinion cartoons, but they also have political opinion pieces, and they go out to, in fact, I should get you in touch with them, because you would be perfect. My stuff appears in these small newspapers in Alaska and Iowa, and I mean, I get emails from people all the time, so it'll still go out there. I may be working with some national websites as the elections heat up. But you know what? I'm very, very happy with where I am right now. I'm angry for the people of Philadelphia and the readership of Philadelphia that they do not and will not get a nuanced, rich understanding of the issues. And I think that the Inquirer, which 21 Pulitzers, I don't see them getting many more Pulitzers if this is the way that they're going to be treating their readership and the people that, wrote for them. And believe me, I wasn't getting rich doing this. I was doing this because I loved doing it. I mean, I make my money representing immigrants. This was not, I had people saying, oh, I'm so sorry you lost your job. Don't worry, you'll get another one. And I appreciated that. People were so, so kind. And I wanted to tell them, though, I'll be able to pay my mortgage because I practice law. I wrote for them. It was almost a gift because for many, many years, they weren't paying me. So I'm disappointed. And I'm disappointed that they don't have your voice. Your voice is powerful on the radio, but it should be in the paper as well. And I'm disappointed. I'm disgusted with what they did with Stu, that he has his website, you know, StuBykowski.com. So he'll be heard as well. Anyway, thank you, Domenico, for having me on and for doing what you do.
Continue to be continued. Thanks, Chris.
Take care.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.